This video is brought to you by Incogni. All right, I was shocked when I saw this clip, and you will be as well. I have never seen anything like this, but I want to show you this video of Kristi Noem being asked very simple questions during a Senate hearing today. And during this, she reveals that she doesn't know some of the core tenets of the Constitution, such as habeas corpus or what a habeas petition is. And this is a fundamental facet of due process. So the Trump administration this entire time has been removing due process from people, and our own Homeland Security Secretary doesn't even know what that means. She doesn't understand the core tenets, and it's really disheartening to see authoritarianism stemming from just pure ignorance sometimes. I mean, Stephen Miller, I think, is more of like an evil dude. He knows what habeas corpus is. She's just dumb. Our Homeland Security Secretary has been going to El Salvador, taking these performative videos without understanding the core of what she's talking about. It's almost impressively unimpressive that she is in such a high position of power, yet doesn't know things that I know as a 22-year-old who dropped out of college roughly a year ago. So I'll break down Kristi Noem botching this habeas corpus question because it's gotten over a million views in under an hour on Twitter. I'll play the clip in 1 second, but watch Kristi Noem being called out for just wasting a bunch of money. Where's Elon Musk during all of this? Check this out.
And on the day that I visited, there were 87 people in custody. And my understanding is that's a pretty normal number. There's at that time, at least. So my back of the napkin calculation, we're waiting for your numbers, is that it's costing about $100,000 a day to keep someone at Guantanamo Bay. Man, this is like ripe for Doge. Why is Doge not down there? Mm-hmm. There we're spending $100,000 a day to keep someone at Guantanamo. And we fly them down there. We keep them there a while. Then we fly them back to the United States. Or we could keep them here for $165 a day. I think that's kind of outrageous. So, you know, I'm concerned by the staggering cost of this. And I would hope, Secretary, you could commit providing this committee a detailed breakdown of the total cost of that operation there. There were just a sea of empty beds. There was all sorts of security folks and nobody in those beds. So,
by the way, this is how you do an audit. Senator Peters is doing an audit in the exact right way. So when Elon Musk started slashing NIH funding, obviously it's because he doesn't want to actually make the government more efficient. But the way you do it is you go to the heads of each department and have them give you a detailed report of expenses, and then you surgically target which expenses need to be cut, right? But that's not what Elon Musk is doing, because he doesn't want to make the government more efficient. He wants to make it more efficient for himself. He wants to benefit his own businesses. At the end of the day, that's all it is. Now let's watch this clip of Kristi Noem being grilled. This reads, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem botched questions about habeas corpus at a Senate hearing Tuesday, falsely asserting the check on the government's power to detain people actually gives Trump a constitutional right to conduct deportations. I need a better term for this inversing of reality that Republicans always do. You could call it gaslighting. I mean, I know there are some solid terms, but what they do is, for example, during the 2020 election, Trump was trying to steal it in 100 different ways. So Republicans decided to inverse reality and say that Democrats are trying to steal the election. Like right here, habeas corpus gives any persons in the United States, not just citizens, any person in the United States, the ability to give their side of the story. The government has to give a reason for detaining that person, and the person then gets due process and gets to give their reason why they shouldn't be detained, obviously. Why it matters. Top Trump advisor Stephen Miller recently floated the idea of suspending habeas corpus if courts impede the admin's efforts to deport immigrants. Driving the news, Noem was asked about habeas corpus during a Senate hearing Tuesday. Quote, habeas corpus is a constitutional right that the president has to remove people from this country. Just so incredibly wrong. Listen to this.
So, Secretary Noem, what is habeas corpus?
Well, habeas corpus is a constitutional right that the president has to be able to remove people from this country
President Lincoln did not use habeas corpus. He suspended it during a civil war.
It's incorrect.
Habeas
corpus is the legal principle that requires that the government provide a public reason for detaining and imprisoning people. If not for that protection, the government could simply arrest people, including American citizens, and hold them indefinitely for no reason. Habeas corpus is the foundational right that separates free societies like America from police states like North Korea. As a senator from the Live Free or Die state, this matters a lot to me and my constituents and to all Americans. So, Secretary Noem, do you support the core protection that habeas corpus provides, that the government must provide a public reason in order to detain and imprison someone?
Yet I support habeas corpus. I also recognize that the President of the United States has the authority under the Constitution to decide if it should be suspended or not.
It has never
Let us be clear, though, that this
president... been done. It has never been done without approval of Congress. Even Abraham Lincoln got retroactive approval from Congress.
Yes, this is all true. And by the way, Senator Hassan is going in right there. That was incredibly oppressive communication. Just saying, this is what separates us from countries with no due process, like North Korea, for example. This is a fundamental facet of due process, as I said. And now it begins to become clear why this administration is so incompetent. They're willfully ignorant about some of these things. Now, I want to draw a distinction. I think Kristi Noem is genuinely ignorant about this. I think Trump genuinely wouldn't even be able to pronounce habeas corpus. I think Stephen Miller knows what habeas corpus is. Someone like Steve Bannon is actually pretty clever. Don't get mad at me. Steve Bannon is a clever strategist behind the scenes. You can read many, many articles about this. He knows what habeas corpus is. So there's a distinction to be drawn between the dumb MAGA and the MAGA that are behind the scenes being very, very evil. But to continue this article, Senator Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire interrupted Noem, quote, "Excuse me, that's incorrect. Habeas corpus is a legal principle that requires the government provide a public reason for detaining and imprisoning people. If not for that protection, the government could simply arrest people, including American citizens, and hold them indefinitely for no reason." Quote, "Habeas corpus is the foundational right that separates free societies like America from police states like North Korea, where, again, you can just be arrested for no reason, held indefinitely." Zoom in. Noem went on to falsely say the president has the power to suspend habeas corpus, but that is not true whatsoever. But remember, Stephen Miller is still floating that idea. It doesn't even matter if they suspend it. They're already playing this weird game of heads I win, tails you lose. Basically, what they're doing is they are deporting people very swiftly in the middle of the night sometimes, putting them on planes and not giving them the chance to file a habeas petition or to get due process. So it happens so quickly that once the person's out of the country, the Trump administration says, sorry, we don't have the jurisdiction to bring you back. And also you can't file a habeas petition because you're out of the country. So you don't have the chance to do it before. You don't have the chance to do it on the plane, and you definitely don't have the chance to do it after, as we've seen with Kilmer Armando Abrego Garcia. So they create this catch-22. Heads I win, tails you lose. I deport you. There's nothing you can do to push back. And that is scary, because as I always say, once you create a new class of people with no due process, once you say that immigrants or brown people don't get due process, whatever the fuck Republicans want to say, then you can endlessly justify putting anybody into this new class, even U.S. citizens. How are you gonna prove that you are a U.S. citizen if you don't have the chance to file a habeas petition, right? Why it matters. This is Stephen Miller, by the way. This move marks another escalation into the Trump administration as they fight against the judicial branch and try to ramp up deportations that are illegal. Illegal deportations. Just remember that. And really quickly, the internet knows way too much about me, and not the stuff that I wanted to know. It knows like my relatives' names and addresses and my shopping habits. Like, I'll Google something and days later it'll pop up as an ad at 2 a.m., which is kind of eerie. And that's exactly why today's video is sponsored by Incogni. Not only do they make this video possible, but I use it on a daily basis. When I originally signed up, I gave them permission to go full Liam Neeson on my data and tell every single person trying to get my stuff to knock it off. And they came back with results. So go to incogni.com/Mockler and use code Mockler for a great deal, because they figured out that over 70 data brokers had records on me. One of them had my full name, email, phone number, and a little file about where I went to high school, which is wild. They got it off of some sort of online application. Another one even had my home address in a guess on my net worth that was way off. So Incogni reached out and told them, remove this, delete your data. And they did it on my behalf. They will send requests on your behalf to these data brokers so you get less spam calls, less spam emails, and your personal info is safe. So go to incogni.com/Mockler or click the link in the description and use code Mockler for 60% off. One more time, if you want to get 60% off your annual plan, then I got you. Click the link in the description. Thank you to Incogni for making these videos possible, genuinely. And thank you to you guys. Drop some blue hearts and peace out.